This is Magnus Carter. You join me strolling down Meadow Street in Weston-super-Mare. We're just a few hundred yards inland from the famous pier and just a couple of minutes from the High Street. There's a branch of Holland & Barrett over there, a fish restaurant a little bit further up, a pub, and a few boarded-up premises for sale or rent, much the sort of thing you expect to find in our towns these days. But there are also quite a few interesting local retail businesses, like Fleece from Lease, fabrics and sewing accessories, and just over there, Lock and Key, for, well, locks and keys, I suppose. And the shop I've just emerged from, Outdoors and Active, owned and run by Paul Batts. Now, Paul is chairman of the Weston Business Improvement District, BID, covering the streets around us here. Through BID, the business owners around here are working hard to make this area more attractive for locals and visitors alike, to pull in the shoppers, in the retail jargon, to increase footfall. I've been talking to Paul about these tough times for on-street retailers. He told me businesses in this area are fighting hard, but business rates makes it feel like they're fighting with one hand tied behind their backs.
What's been happening over recent years is a lot of the small businesses find that in real terms, not all landlords, but some landlords have been reasonable to the businesses in the premises. And as a rule, a lot of rents have actually come down in the last few years to accommodate the sort of times that we're going through. The problem with business rates is that they've not changed.
Because we're still the idea, of course, that they're based on rentable values, but in fact, yes, those rentable values are based on 2008 prices.
Absolutely, and a lot of the delay seems to be put on the hope that the good times will come back, and so if they keep stalling the review on it, by the time it actually happens, the better times will have come back, and when things get better, people are less likely to complain about it. But at the moment, obviously, times are hard for a lot of small businesses, and rates to a small business are a very big issue.
Is it especially a big problem for retailers? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, mostly retailers, because it is a cost that, as a business, you don't really see any benefit for. It's not like we get our waste taken away as a business. You have to pay for that as a separate thing. Times are hard at the moment for a lot of the small businesses. Everyone's being squeezed by big multiples. Internet trading is another thing. Some small traders are doing well with that. Some it does have an effect, and of course parking as well in certain areas is an issue. We've been quite lucky with a change in parking locally that has helped more people come into the area. But I know it's a big issue in a lot of places.
So there are lots of challenges that you face. And business rates is a massive, massive cost, isn't it? Is it the biggest single cost that you face beyond the rent?
For a lot of businesses, it's actually becoming the biggest cost. So normally, yes, it's the biggest cost behind the rent, but for some people, it's actually becoming the largest cost.
So what's the solution here? I mean, short term, I know you'd like to see a freeze, but that doesn't solve the problem, does it? This is a basically unfair system of taxation for small businesses.
It really needs to be looked at, and a fairer system needs to be worked out. It's one of the reasons that why a lot of businesses like ourselves that would love to be nearer the High Street or the main footfall within certain towns, but from a price point of view, you just can't do it. A, the rents go up hugely, but as soon as you have a High Street postcode, yes, also your rates go exponentially higher. And of course, it leads into another problem that we've been talking about, which is the reason that nationally a lot of town centres are slowly disappearing. We've lost a few units in Weston-super-Mare recently where they've had multiple occupancies. So they might have a big unit out on a retail park, but they're actually paying the same amount of money to have a unit in the town centre, which is probably a tenth of the size. So of course, a lot of these nationals are saying, I'm just going to stick with the big unit out of town because there's free parking there, and I'm paying the same money for something's 10 times the size. It's part of the reason that a lot of the town centres are losing their core businesses, and why I'm personally fighting for the independent areas of the town, because they're going to be the only interesting areas left. All the high streets are getting very, very similar nowadays.
So we have the government bringing in this rather glossy idea of the high street czar, Mary Portas, promoting her wares in various parts of the country. The real solution lies in taxation, doesn't it? If we can reduce the cost burden for retailers, it will be worthwhile opening up in the high street.
Absolutely. And another thing is that a lot of people don't realise that with having more independent traders within a town centre environment, more money goes back into the local economy, which is another important thing for the growth of certain areas, because whilst we will always have certain chains in the high streets, a lot of their costs and things are dispersed through head offices, so some of that money doesn't go back into the local area. So if we want to regenerate all our towns, which most people would appreciate, you know, is a national problem, because over the years there's parks have sprung up on the outskirts of lots of towns, and there's free parking, you know, and a lot of units, it's just drawing the life out of the centre. But some places have done very well. If you think of the places like Brighton, have the lanes, the corridors in Bath, those are good independent trading areas, and that's what we're trying to work towards within Orchard Meadows in Weston Supermare, and other places are doing. But yes, business rates is a big issue as part of that for the smaller traders.
Because it's difficult to create that environment when the money simply isn't there, isn't it?
And that's one of the reasons that the Business Improvement District came about, is that it's a self-funding thing. We, like a lot of towns around the country, realised that it was unlikely that anything was going to happen unless we actually made some of it happen ourselves and maybe start some of that regeneration.
So you're doing your best. You're not just standing around whinging. You're working very hard to improve this district. Does it feel like sometimes you're fighting with one hand tied behind your back because of business rates?
It does, yes. It is something that we have no control over. We can try and improve trading environments. You know, we can try networking the businesses. But yes, there is this millstone round people's neck. It's just too high. You know, that's the problem. The businesses wouldn't begrudge paying it if they could see some benefit for it. But as business owners, you really don't get a lot of benefit from it.
So two options would be for more of that money to be retained locally and put back into services to businesses, or else for the tax to be as corporation taxes, related in some way to your success, to profit, for example.
Yes, people would feel happier if there was a realistic relation to their business. There's a lot of good little businesses out there, but we just need that little bit of help to really make the difference.